Prologue. 3 months and a few weeks before. He turned on the small light on his side of the bed. I didn't open my eyes because I couldn't look at his face and lie. I couldn't be like him. The bed sagged. His cold, unwelcome hand touched my arm. Jade, are you awake? I didn't open my eyes because I couldn't let him see how much I had cried. He sighed and backed away from me. I could hear his footsteps in our bedroom. I could hear him getting undressed. I heard my own heart break. Why didn't I leave today? What made me hesitate? I heard the shower go on in the bathroom, so I opened my eyes. I was alone. My heart was safe. Being alone was safe. As a single tear escaped my eye, I curled into myself. Furiously, I dried it with the back of my hand. I would deny every tear from now on. I would not cry over him again. Why did I get into this bed? I thought for the 100th time. Did I want to hear more lies? Was I trying to justify his actions? Did I expect him to come clean again? I loved him so much, gave him so much. What was I going to do without him? So many questions in my head, none of them for him, all for myself. I heard him turn off the shower and I closed my eyes, letting the darkness welcome me back. I couldn't let him see me. I couldn't let him fool me again. He got into the bed and I felt his damp body cover my back, his hands caressing, his lips brushing small kisses on my shoulder. I hated myself. I felt sick. How could you? I wanted to scream. How could you break me again? Sighing, he let go of me and turned off the light, settling on his own side. My eyes opened. Our bedroom was dark. Lifeless, just like me. It was the end. I felt excruciating pain. Tomorrow I would leave. Tomorrow I would be strong again. I lost the one I loved today. Did you hear me cry?